Dustin Farr, instructor in the Workland School of Ag Technology.
Dustin, exciting news for yourself and some students there for Olds College. What kind of a field trip have you guys got planned here this month?
Well, on November 8th, we're going to be taking a group of 34 students, along with four other folks from the college, that are going to Hanover, Germany to visit Agritechnica, which is basically the world's largest ag trade show that you'll see across the globe.
Excellent. So how did this come about?
A couple of years ago, I had the opportunity to go to Agritechnica in Germany and take in that experience. And when I came back from that, it really just kind of, I realized how much it opened my eyes and I gained perspective on global agriculture. And so once I got back, I kind of put a bug in the ear of some folks here at the college and, you know, thought maybe it'd be a cool idea to try and take some students over there, because I think it would be, you know, I felt that it would be a pretty neat experience for them to kind of open their minds to global agriculture as well. And so from there, we just started kind of running with it and trying to make a game plan. And here we are about a year later, and we're making it happen.
Excellent. So the students that you're taking with you, what kinds of programs are they in at Olds College?
Well, the interesting thing is they're across all different programs. We have some students that are in, you know, some of the ag mech programs, the land and water, ag management, our precision ag programs, all the way to our Bachelor of Digital Agriculture program.
And what about your faculty or staff members that are going?
Yeah, so I'm the only faculty member going, and then we have three members of our administration team that are heading over there, including our dean of the Workland School, who is heading over there with us. So yeah, it's going to be a great group heading there.
What kind of things do you have on the agenda for when you get there?
So we actually have some tours and some areas of the trip that are aligned around agriculture. So we have a farm tour that we're going to check out of a leading farm over there where they're using different things like biogas collection. They've got a mixed farming operation, so there's livestock to cropping, all that kind of stuff. We're also going to visit the Kloss factory, which is, of course, an equipment manufacturer that's become a bit more popular here in Western Canada over the last number of years. So we're going to visit their factory, along with some other historical pieces, the Volkswagen factory, and some other stops along the way.
What do you hope that the students take away from this venture?
Well, really, the goal is to, you know, help our students gain perspective in global agriculture. You know, as part of our strategic plan at the college here, we want to try and be leaders in the industry, and we want to try and develop leaders within the industry. And I think this is kind of goes along with that, you know, taking students out and showing them, you know, this, you know, the trade show and stuff like that, where this is where the leaders of tomorrow kind of showcase what they're working on and new and innovative products, that kind of thing. So we wanted to kind of put our students out there and have them have that experiential learning. And, you know, it's one thing to teach them something in a classroom. It's another thing for them to be standing in one of these massive trade halls and talking to the engineers and the designers and the companies that are coming up with these innovative products. And hopefully what that does is it kind of encourages their own curiosity and how they can innovate within industry and be problem solvers in our ag industry moving forward.
Yeah, that sounds great. Obviously, Todd Orman and your staff there at Olds College have, you know, welcomed the world in Canada and other senators and whatnot to our area here to check out your facilities and the smart farm at Olds College. So how exciting is it to be able to, you know, have a part of your trip to be able to go see one of those other farms in Germany?
Absolutely, and that's kind of the cool part about it is, yes, we've opened the world up to Olds College, and now we want to send our students out into the world, you know, representing Olds College and give them that experience. But we're also, you know, while we're there, we want to try and meet and discuss potential opportunities that could be had globally for Olds College as well. Along with that, there's a large portion of that show where, you know, European universities and students that are showcasing their own research, we're hoping to connect some of those students with our students and just kind of I guess, create that interaction so that they can gain some perspective that way as well.
That's great. I'm assuming you've been to AgriTrade in Red Deer. So how does this event in Germany compare to that?
Yes, AgriTrade is a fantastic trade show, of course, happening kind of this week. And I guess the biggest difference that I found is AgriTechnica is about 10 times the size of AgriTrade. AgriTrade is pretty big. But it's amazing just how much more there is out there when you look at agriculture on a global scale, and you're looking at all the different manufacturers, all the different types of research that are happening, and just that next level of innovation that's coming out of those European countries and countries across the world.
That's great. Anything I didn't ask you that you think is important that we mentioned, Dustin?
This trip is about, it's kind of about what Olds College is all about, right? It's about connecting students and connecting them to industry and kind of connecting them to innovation that hopefully will spark their interest in driving a kind of a real world impact, right? Where they can make a difference out in their industry that they're going into. And hopefully this is a spark for a bunch of those students in how they can be a part of that positive change.
Well said. Well, have a great trek over there. Hope it goes great. And it sounds like it's going to be very interesting for your students.
You bet. Thank you. I appreciate it.